Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The news just gets crazier and weirder and more out of control by the millisecond. If you go up to Infowars.com on this Thursday edition, you will see red-linked Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of a drill. And then I read into the article. It's in the RIA Novosti. That's the big government media of Russia. It's in the Chinese news. It's in Chicago newspapers. It's in mainstream news. And then we have links to the New York Times admitting they're training Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled vets. In the NLE 09 exercise, National Level Exercise 09, FEMA put out a press release saying troops from 15 different nations were training to, quote, take on domestic terrorists. And then there were other headlines that came out where Congress asked generals about plan to use Mexican and Canadian troops against domestic extremists inside the U.S. I mean, that was even in the Washington Post. This is so crazy, but it's not. And again, we got Senator Grassley saying, oh, our Secret Service wasn't infiltrated by hookers, Russian spies. And I'm like, hey, I don't want to be secretly arrested. I want the Bill of Rights. You're probably a Russian spy. Hey, the Russians work with the UN and the New World Order, the globalists. It's all part of a New World Order. The megabanks are playing all the countries off against each other. It's world government. Shut up, Russian spy Jones. Why, you were on Japanese TV once, too. You work for them. Meanwhile, Russian troops. Now, I remember a BBC article. In fact, Paul Watson has written this excellent article, but I want him to dig up that BBC article from, like, what, 2005? Where Ukrainian troops were setting up real checkpoints in Scotland, searching and harassing people, and it said the public was panicking. They are really training us. I mean, we got to get that added. We have the video. I sent Rob Dew and crew a year and a half ago to Chicago. We got to cover this on the nightly news tonight with a package of video. And there were Dutch troops, there were Czech Republic troops, and Polish troops training with local police with American role players to put Americans in camps. There it is. Ukraine Marines stop drivers. BBC. Bam. I want to beef Watson's article. As hardcore as it is, I want that in there. Print that for me too, please. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you're seeing this stuff come up live time. I want to send that over to Watson, and also want to have NLE 09 added, and I want to not snapping at my crew. I'm snapping to make myself think. I do that sometimes. I also twiddle my fingers. I think everybody does that. The point is, NLE 09's key Washington Post article headline was something like, Congress asked generals to explain foreign troops to be deployed in the U.S., something like that. The point is, it's all there. And I've been to the urban warfare drills where they're training to take our guns. Here it is, Kurt Nemo's article, 2009. But again, we have a link directly to the Washington Post on it and to the press release by FEMA. And then here's the BBC right here. I mean, Ukrainian Marines stop drivers. An apology has been issued to civilians caught up in the incident involving armed soldiers taking part in a NATO exercise in southwest Scotland. You know, it's funny. I've been to these drills where they go and then actually set up real checkpoints on the road and start pulling real people over, going into neighborhoods. And the Marines come over to us with their guns, with the police. And, well, in one case, our camera guys, the police detained them until the people explained, you know, this is America. And basically the police chief was like, not for long, buddy. I mean, government is, and they know our military is going to rebel against this. When they nuke Chicago, the globalists do, say patriots did it, or the military confiscate guns. And they're going to bring in Spetsnaz. I'm telling you, Russian troops, Chinese troops.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another incredibly important radio broadcast for you today. The news and information we have is so important. I have cleaned the decks of any guest so that we can cover all of this news and information. You know that EPA officials said, quote, they want to crucify the oil and gas industry domestically to make sure that we're energy dependent on the globalists and can't take care of ourselves when we have more oil than Saudi Arabia, just in the lower 48, not to mention Alaska. We have Obama in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and MSNBC, quote, Obama can't hardly wait to use executive power to bypass Congress. What do you call that? When a president breaks the law, launches wars, takes over industries, does whatever they want, sets up an executive order rural council with rules under Homeland Security, FEMA, Pentagon under that, saying you're not allowed to do farm chores of any type, from picking fruit out of fruit trees to taking eggs to unloading grain. You cannot touch, quote, any raw materials or produce involved as a child. This is the state saying they're God. And it's not even a law. It is the Department of Labor, Department of Agriculture, and others. People saw those articles and couldn't believe them. We have it passing the Senate now in the House, where the IRS openly will revoke your passport, no judge, no jury. You have the government buying 200 million rounds of ammo a few months ago, then 450 million rounds of hollow .40, which is they can launch a war with, hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes for highway checkpoints. I saw Bill Clinton talk about that in 98, but it's here. TSA nationwide now doing highway groping, street corner groping, spying. There's an article by Mike Adams at Infowars.com. Homeland Security buys enough ammo for 7-year war against the American people. I mean, this is reaching crazy land. And where do you stop? They've got the big insurance companies. I've got news on that. The New American reporting on it today. Where basically you'll get a discount if you wire the new black boxes going in the cars that's in the MAP 21 transportation bill that also has this UN passport bill in it. And you'll get big discounts if you let them wire in and track where you go and what you do. They're just priming the pump to get everybody ready for it to be mandatory where it's wired in to the augmented system that you put in your car. And they admit all of this. Total control over every facet of our lives. And Google says the plan is to then demonstrate that robot cars are safer. That robot cars are safer than humans. And so now humans aren't allowed to drive. There's already robot cars in most states driving around, robot 18-wheelers. So that everything is automated, surveilled, and controlled. We're letting the globalists who hate free humanity phase us out using our money and our energy when we purchase these products. We're paying for all the spy tech, tracking tech, control tech added onto it. And most technology experts we've interviewed, like Dr. Stallman and others, have pointed out, this is why the tech has so many glitches, is because it's got so many back doors and tracker systems added to it. Now, this is our top story, and we're just now Twittering it out at twitter.com/realalexjones. We'll put that article on screen for people. You cannot make this up. Let me read the article to you. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. Now, this is hidden in plain view on Russian news, Chinese news, and U.S. government announcements, and a tiny blurb in another U.S. publication. But for all intents and purposes, this is not broken yet. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. Now, I'm going to read the article, but I want to explain something. Here's the BBC. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers running checkpoints as part of NATO drill. Same thing here. Here's another one. NLE-09 FEMA takes preparations for martial law to the next level. April 21st, 09, Kurt Nemo, direct links to the FEMA press release where they state troops from 15 nations took part in preparations for fighting domestic terrorists in the United States. Go read it for yourself. My point is, I'm giving you the tip of the iceberg. I have been to urban warfare drills all over the country, and I've seen Australian, I've seen Israeli, I've seen French, I've seen Dutch, I've seen Polish, I've seen Czech Republic, I've seen British, I've seen Scottish, I've seen a lot of foreign troops, I've seen Latin American troops training with Army, with Marines to take on the American people and admitting in the role playing that's what it's for. And I'd get into the events, and then an hour into it, they'd have a plainclothes Marine show up, freaking out, going, "Alex Jones, get out of here." This is on tape. It's in Police State 2000. And I'm like, "But it's in Oakland, California, or it's in this city. I'm allowed to be here." And they're like, "No, you're not. Get out of here." Then I just would always have backup local reporters that I would send in as citizen observers, and we got the footage of the Marines. They take the youngest ones out there and train them that when they take the militia that surrendered out of the apartments, they put them on their knees and they shoot them in the back of the head. And, but by the way, go to Paul Watson's new article on the Russians and click on the New York Times link, because we do that all the time where it says, I told you about this years before it was in the news, Explorer Scouts train to take on disgruntled vets and more. The headline is they train to take on terrorists and more. And the first line is they're killing role players who are disgruntled Iraq war vets who won't turn their guns in. There it is. And it shows then the kids were 14, but this is 3 years ago. They're now 17, 18. And you go through the photos in the article. Let me read the first line of the article for folks. And I get calls going, "How dare you be against the Boy Scouts?" I love the Boy Scouts. Be honest, be good, be prepared. It's wonderful. It's sick that it's being taken over. Let me read the first paragraph. 10 minutes into the errant mayhem in his town near the Mexican border, and the gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped on a desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. The responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas and loud shouts, bam, bam. Fired from behind a flimsy wall. They move quickly, pellet guns drawn and masks affixed, and they take them out. So there you go, training to take out disgruntled vets. Remember that same year I got the secret documents? Well, two different ones, one from a federal marshal, another from a state police officer, and he was a commander. And it said the number one enemy is vets. Vets are the enemy. We're surveilling them. We're watching them. They either hire them to be cops or you're the enemy. And they do a psychological test. If you won't follow orders and are a veteran, you are the number one enemy of the foreign banks that hijack the country. I'm going to say this very simply. Foreign banks that want a global monopoly and hate the free market and who hate the individual population, foreign global banks have taken over the federal government, the national security system, and now the NSA, when Congress says, "Let us know about the new base in Utah," they tell them no. When they want to see the PDD plans for martial law, they tell them no. When they say, you have to come to us for a war," they say no. "You have to come to us for warrantless wiretapping," no. The Congress has been told to sit down and shut up, and most of them just said, "Okay, we'll roll over. Let us insider trade." Most of them are a bunch of crooks as well, but I mean, it is naked. You see, under the Rural Council that is to be manned by civilian members of the Department of Defense, backed up by regular Army and Marines as part of Brigade Homeland, and run by FEMA Corps, these youth corps to graduate, it's all being announced now. Look it up. This is a classic Stalinistic takeover. They've got to have reasons to come on your property. Any dust, you're arrested. Grass dust, anything. Look it up. Giant finds. Don't have premises animal ID, they're coming after you. They catch your children carrying a bucket, it's over. Criminal charges. Not under law, under regulations. This is a total, what happened to Ukraine is happening to America, okay? They're going to do it, like we're the kulaks or something. They mean business. They mean business. They're putting the internet kill switches in. They've got the talk radio kill switches in. They're now getting ready to test them with announcements by the dear leader. Will probably be Mitt Romney. Just don't think Obama's the dictator. His office is being turned into the dictatorship because it's Goldman Sachs run. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. Remember how U.S. troops and Mexican troops were in Canada for the Olympics? It was in the news. Quote, patrolling. Now we're going to have troops here patrolling. Russian airborne troops are set to train on how to target terrorists in America as part of a joint anti-terror drill with the United States, which will take part at Fort Carson, Colorado, at the end of next month. Wish I could be there, because I'm going to be at Bilderberg in Virginia. Airborne troops from Russia and the United States would hold joint anti-terror drills in the U.S. state of Colorado, the real U.S. capital. That's Banker Capital. That's the underground base command center. The government admits it. May 24th, 31st. Reports the Xinhua news agency, citing Russian Defense Ministry Colonel Alexander Kuchinenko. The story was also reported on Russian news outlet RIA Novosti. The exercises will mark the first time the respective countries' two airborne forces have held the joint terror drills. Man, of course, we can't get on the base either to see. I guarantee you they're training for Americans. Let me just briefly explain to everybody exactly what's going to happen here, unless we get a hold of this. The globalists have created a high-tech control grid system that is phased in upgrades that everyone clamors for, and the whole thing is designed to disconnect humans from the land, from reality, where you can't work on your own car, where everything's got surveillance tech built into it, and finally, where everything is automated. And this process is not being done to empower you or because you're demanding it. It is being done so that when they release the controlled bioweapons, they can kill 80 to 90%, that's the public numbers, of the population in orderly fashion. All the soft killing, the increased cancers, the diabetes, the neurological disorders, the toxins in our food and water, all by design. We even have the documents where they do it. The 10,000% increase in cancer in children and different pediatric cancers. All of that is just a background ambient warm-up. That's why I'm fearless, because there is no future if we don't stop these people. Now, I have seen foreign troops from all over the world. Latin America, Europe, Eastern Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Israel train to take on the American people. I have never seen Russians. And the Russians are very excited about this. And they are training to, quote, take on terrorists at a U.S. military base. Now, we've got the cooperative nugget footage from the early 90s where the general announces down in Louisiana, we are the forces of the New World Order. We've played those clips. It's in my police state films. And then it shows Eastern European former Soviet bloc troops training to take on Americans. And then I went to very drills like that. And people back in, you know, 97, 98, 99, 2000, they thought it was fake. Oh, there's no way those are real Marines training and saying on tape they're training to take on American gun owners. There's no way I see them doing house-to-house gun confiscation drills in Oakland or Hebron, Maryland. Alex must have had a fake aircraft carrier, the Coronado, come up. Of course, it was in the newspapers they were doing the drills. And I show the news articles, too. Thousands of Marines, foreign troops. My director friend, Rick Linkletter, you know, actually heard people saying that about it because it was such a shocking film, Police Day 2000. And he said, well, number one, he said, I was out in California when that was happening, Alex. And number two, that would cost 25, 30, 40, 50 million to do that. I mean, now it's all admitted, but people couldn't believe that it was happening. And I don't blame them in a way. Russian troops to target terrorists in America is part of drill. It's being reported by the Russian state TV and print, and the Chinese are very excited about it. Of course, our government's giving them the Panama Canal. There are Mexican troops in Mexico. There are over 6,000 Chinese government front companies in the U.S. But none of that's a threat, though. It's the militia and returning veterans. The exercises, which will mark the first time the respective countries' two airborne forces have held joint drills on U.S. territory, will revolve around the reconnaissance of imaginary terrorists, camp and raid, and will also involve evacuations of the troops by helicopter. The Russian soldiers will also be given access to U.S. Special Services weapons at Fort Carson. However, the Russian troops won't just be confined to U.S. military base. On May 27th, they'll be out in the local community attending a baseball game in Colorado Springs, just like they have troops at the Kentucky Derby, the Super Bowl, and I told you that was acclamation. Now the Kentucky Derby, I was watching it last year at Waterloo Ice House, eating a chicken fried steak with my wife and children. And my wife goes, you know, the Kentucky Derby, look. And I turn and it's the end, and people ran on the field and they had troops with guns, Berettas, aiming them at people. Why couldn't you have state police when they run on the field do that? No, it had to be army with guns. And so it's just part of the acclimation. And they admit it's part of the acclimation. They have high school events all over the country now, from New Mexico to Florida, from Texas to New Jersey, where little kids, you always see it on the news, are opening their Hello Kitty bag to be searched by the Army, and then they pat them down. Just all the armies at the local football game, but the border's wide open. It's Banker Dawn. It's Banker Dawn. It's not Red Dawn. It's Banker Dawn. And again, our own criminal, banker-run government tried to start a war in Georgia with the Russians in 4 years ago in 08. So there's lots of backstabbing going on and stuff here as well. But the announcement comes at a time when the Russian actually has troops working in cooperation with China, points out Business Insider Eloise Lee, making reference to one of the largest ever Russian Sino-naval drills currently underway in the Yellow Sea, openly for war with the U.S., the Chinese president said 2 months ago. Okay, there's more coming up, and then I'm going to give the number out and get into all the other news, but it's just all part of the twilight zoning of America.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A global corporate takeover is happening. The bankers, through their fractional reserve banking, have unlimited fraudulent funding backed up by the nation's tax money, every nation they control. They play countries off against each other to distract and divert and impoverish. This is all openly stated, and now they're openly announcing their world government, their new Agenda 21, covered by the environmental movement, to shut down industry and individual liberty, private property, it's all being announced. The Rural Council, Pentagon, Homeland Security, FEMA run, openly saying they're going to be on your property, in your face, bossing you around with firearms. When they raid an organic place openly selling apples and cabbages, they draw their firearms. And it's part of showing the jury they have guns out and acting like you're bad and terrorizing you. It's all part of theater. I see articles constantly where innocent people are convicted of things that aren't even law. And they'll just misappropriate and charge them under something else. This is total lawless government. And I just keep repeating that this is a Mayday situation. And people have woken up under Obama. But when Mitt Romney gets in there, which could happen, you are going to see so many conservatives and libertarians just go to sleep, because Romney and the Democrats will have a fake fight with each other, and the discredited MSNBC will attack Romney. Well, if they're attacking Romney, then he must be good. And he will take on all of these tyrannical actions and expand them. He, again, has admitted that he wants to ban semi-autos. He supports carbon taxes. He supported government-run health care. Now he claims he doesn't support that. But mark my words. And people say, well, then what do? Keep Obama in there? Mark Moreno, who's advised Congress and worked with Senator Inhofe, he agrees. He says it would be better for this country if Obama stayed in because he's hated. His approval rating plunges and plunges, and as he tries to grab dictatorial power, people are going to resist him. But in comes Romney. That's why he's getting more money now than Obama from the big banks. In comes Romney. He'll have a couple years of time to con people and to continue all the events. Now, I got to tell you, personally, I don't find Romney as nasty or, you know, wicked as Obama. But I assure you, I'll learn to loathe him as you will. And all the so-called left will suddenly get mad at torture and secret arrest and warrantless wiretapping if Romney gets in. They'll suddenly get real moral. But they're the ones cheerleading Obama and saying they don't care. I mean, it's such a game. Like, my guy's in there, so I support him. And it's going to be the same thing with Romney that we saw with Obama. And it's such a parlor trick, but it doesn't work now. People wake up in 6 months, not 2 or 3 years now. So time's running out for the globalist. That's why they're trying to just totally overwhelm us right now. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. And then we've got NLE09. We've got this happening in the European countries. They've got foreign troops in Australia, New Zealand. I was reading, in fact, guys, I forgot to send this to you. I was reading it last night, and my IM crashed, so I didn't send it to you. It was in Sydney Morning Herald. Or no, I follow a link from there to The Age. I can't remember which newspaper I was on. Just type in Australia setting up its own TSA. And it's modeled after it. It's exactly the same, naked body scanners. And it was how they were hiring and running ads. And it's global standardization. And it'll be the airports first. Everybody will get upset. It's designed to get you upset. Then it'll be the highways. Then it'll be the street corners. And then they're going to say, oh, we'll just face scan you now to prove you're good. And they're already announcing that. Oh, the answer is you'll be approved for travel through this traveler card. And people will be like, good, let me have the travel card. But wait, if you read what Homeland Security says, they're going to sell you on the travel card, but you still may be singled out. They're saying there'll be three avenues: total groping, strip searching, interrogation. Member of Congress from San Antonio was in mainstream news yesterday saying they know who he is. They single him out. They know he's criticized TSA. So they have the police there to threaten to arrest the congressman. This was in the news yesterday. If he doesn't stand there and let them squeeze and hurt him and you call it racking someone. In fact, guys, what congressman was that? His name does not... Canseco. Yeah. I mean, I want him on. I want him on. Ron Paul talked about it. Ventura's talked about it. I mean, they don't do it to everybody. It's certain perverts, usually the supervisors. Look, they're just getting you ready to put their hands on you and disappear you. When Rob Dew got arrested at the G20 peacefully covering things on tape, they came and said, okay, you're with mainstream media, you're not, you're arrested. And they put him out in the rain all night at an army base with troops walking around with police in black uniforms, and they were driving in with a lot of people with bags over their heads. I mean, this is authoritarianism. I told you 15 years ago they wear black masks to intimidate you and to cover their identity. I mean, like executioners do, like the Foxes, the elite police in Mexico, have for 70 years. And now we've had police chiefs and manuals go public where they admit, you can just type in police chief admits they wear black masks to intimidate. And they say, yeah, we want to intimidate the public. That's the shift, is they want to intimidate the public. Now, you got more sophisticated people like Chief Art Aceveda in Austin, who wants to go back to old-fashioned uniforms, nostalgia, old-fashioned police cars, but push a bunch of police state stuff. So real smiley, real slick, real friendly. Oh, we're here to help you. And maybe he drinks his own Kool-Aid. but he does a lot of unconstitutional stuff. But whether they're in the old-fashioned police uniform or the modern, we're going to intimidate you one. You're not in Kansas. I'm not in Kansas anymore. And now they're sending out their microwave guns to the Tea Parties to intimidate people and their sound cannons. And why? Because they're getting ready to implode the economy. They want a new dark age in their own words. Before I continue with the article about Russian troops to target Americans, before I get into Paul Watson's article at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, I just Twittered during the last break a article by an amazing writer there on our site. And I'm always really bad at pronouncing names. I always want to plug this guy, but then I'm always too ignorant and too slow to get one of my crew who knows how to actually pronounce things right to tell me. Because, you know, I've got a lot of gifts, but I'm missing on some things. It's Salman Mohammadi, I believe you pronounce it, writes amazing articles almost every day for us. And it says, the global war on heritage, nationalism, nature, cultures, history, and humanity. Let me read these quotes he begins his articles with. I really like how he does his articles. Once again, prosperous and successful crime goes by the name of virtue. Good men obey the bad. Might is right and fear oppresses law. And that's Seneca the Younger, The Madness of Hercules. Here's another one. Unjust rule never abides continually. That's Seneca the Younger. And they know that. The unjust know. That's why they're trying to use technology, what they call the final revolution, where they say in their own words, so those of us that are like ravenous wolves, those of us that are the beast men, can have our way with the population. And it's in all their literature. We are the true humans. We don't have their morals. We love to dominate and control and stomp and trample and be trampled. And with this technological revolution, the final revolution, we will finally exterminate the original human system and rebuild it in whatever image we want. And if that image means blowing the planet up out of sure willingness and nihilistic pleasure, then so be it. We will destroy Earth. And I've got top futurists and globalists with those quotes I was paraphrasing in Endgame. Lenin wrote poetry about that. They all talk about, and then we'll blow the earth up. And you're like, why? And they're like, because you know why. And we're just like, yeah, because you should have cast for the role in The Exorcist. That's why. Because there's something dark manifesting in you. And again, if you don't believe in spiritual entities, whatever, might as well be. I mean, why? Why would Stalin and Lenin, it's been released by the Russians in the last few decades, where the NKVD would come back and say, all right, we've imprisoned or killed half this town. Everyone's submitting, doing exactly as they're told. What do you want? And Lenin would cry and write, more blood, more terror, kill. And Lenin, that's where in that Clint Eastwood movie, what's the name of the Clint Eastwood movie where the crazy guys on the side of the highway shooting rabbits? He has a trunk load of rabbits and he's running around crazily with a shotgun shooting the rabbits. It's one that's got Jeff Bridges in it. Jeff Bridges, Clint Eastwood. He'll tell you the name of the movie. It's a great movie. I always thought that was something Clint Eastwood, because he wrote that, if memory serves. I always thought he just made that up. And I was like, man, Clint Eastwood came up with that? No, that's what Lenin would do. Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Yeah, about bank robbers. And that's what Lenin would do. But he would have them deliver little white rabbits to this island, and he would run around shooting them, hacking them, biting them. And of course, he had a syphilitic brain as well, it turned out. But folks, if you're a new listener, my crew in there will sit there and type in whatever I'm saying. They found mainstream articles about Nero dressing up like a werewolf and raping and murdering children in public in Rome. I'm not making this stuff up. Occasionally we get stuff wrong. We're the first to admit it. And here is a correction, by the way. Thank God it's a correction. I'm glad something, you know, horrible that we're reading about isn't confirmed. Now, the New American did an analysis and found, well, it could be used to block the transport of guns, period, because it allows arbitrarily the pulling of any permit they want in transportation without law or due process. So it is a horrible police state bill. And Joel Skousen is the one that first alerted us to it, that an article that we posted by another writer was not correct. The IRS is not saying outside of law they will confiscate your firearms. Though Rahm Emanuel is saying that, and so that's why we gave it credence. It was a misinterpretation, and we corrected that to, well, we put a blurb above the article we linked to. I wish that this information was not accurate. I mean, I wish they weren't confirming they're going to ban children doing chores on farms, killing the family farm. That's the backbone of it. Kill children involved learning how to do it, it's over. And next, they've already done this in Europe, parents can't tell their kids to do chores. They want you totally screwed up, ready for the new robotic environment to come in where everything's done for you and you're basically a wirehead in the Matrix ahead of the super bio releases. It's all public. Rockefeller Foundation. That's how I know all this. And we link to it all the time. We have writers that link to it. It's all happening. Continuing with his article, it starts with quotes. Here is perhaps the most striking irony of the life of Antichrist, filled as it is with perverse opponents to the life of the Messiah. The demonic has its own form of incarnation, bestial, not human, and with the object of securing man's subjugation rather than his liberation, his death rather than his life. This preoccupation with domination and death is of the essence of hell. Let me read that again. That was Roland Mushat Fry, God, Man, and Satan, Patterns of Christian Thought and Life in Paradise Lost, Pilgrim's Progress, and the Great Theologians, Princeton University, Princeton, New Jersey, 1960, page 39. Let me read that again to you. Because this is of the essence right here. This is kill, steal, and destroy. You want to know why they do this? Because it's beautiful to them. By the way, Jacobson did find it last week on his own from 6-7 years ago. We found the Schwarzenegger photos online. We stumbled across of him in Austria. I was wrong. It wasn't Germany. At a art house privately buying art of images of dead babies and saying how beautiful it is. So we'll have to do a news piece on that soon. We found it. Doesn't matter. Look at the New York Times. All the top-selling art now is goblets of pus and maggots and skulls. And you're like, what? There was a dead buzzard in my backyard. I live on a few acres. You know, I was walking. I saw this dead buzzard, and it's still nothing will eat it. The carrion creatures won't eat it. So it's like a month later, it's still stinking. I mean, why is that beautiful? But see, I'm not totally screwed up. I can look into their mindset, though. That's why sometimes I illustrate their spirit and show you what they think of you. Not so much channeling it, but just giving you a mirror image, a glimpse, a tiny glimpse. I've studied the enemy so long. Careful that you do not look too long into the abyss, at least you become the abyss. And I've got to remember that every day. Here is perhaps the most striking irony of the life of Antichrist. Filled as it is with perverse opponents to the life of the Messiah, the demonic has its own form of incarnation, bestial, not human, and with the object of securing man's subjugation rather than his liberation, his death rather than his life. This preoccupation with domination and death is of the essence of hell. Roland Fry. And then it has quotes, some of my quotes here. Humanity is under attack, declared Alex Jones in December 2008. I know there is a lot of people out there that try to deny the issue we cover here out of fear, he said, because there are real monsters in this world, and they control the heights above us. They introduce the poisons into the food supply, the water we drink, the air we breathe. They are releasing plagues upon the earth. They are drunk on the blood of billions. And it just goes on where he has quote after quote after quote here, a very powerful researcher and writer. Read it at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and we just tweeted it out at twitter.com, Real Alex Jones. And if you're not following us there, well, that's my fault because I never really plug it properly. We need to build up the Twitter area. It's a powerful tool while it's still there. We got a bunch of backups, too. We sort of like five or six of them. I don't know. We got 300, 400, 500,000 followers, but we should combine them all down into one area. All right, we're going to come back from break. I'm going to give the number out, hit a smattering of the news that's coming up, take about 30 minutes of your calls, and then Rob Dew in studio. It's time to start every day over the next month. You got 4 or 5 days left to get your reporters' contest videos in. We're going to start every day for the next month ahead of announcing it, airing 2, 3, 4, 5 of the entries here on the radio and TV. Yeah, it seems like yesterday, but it was long ago, back when this country was a lot freer than it is now.
All those drifters' days are past me now.
I got so much more to think about. Checkpoints and poison vaccines. How to keep my family safe. How to keep them away from the pervert TSA. Running against the wind of tyranny. We were young and strong, but still running against the wind. But you know, the dawn will come, and we can't just get on our knees and lick the boots of these people. They are trying to bum rush us. They are trying to condition us to just give up. Just give up. I want to hear from you about Russian troops training to take on the American people. I want to hear from the military who've been part of these drills with other countries. I mean, I've got it all on tape in Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. By the way, I keep meaning to get back to Rob Dew to have him call Paul Watson and have him add the footage that Dew shot in Chicago of troops from three different nations training to put us in camps. That's all on video. That was just a year and a half ago. And then they had an unannounced drill the day they left. They later found out they practiced putting people in the sports stadium. They're in Chicago. I'd like to hear from you on that. Also, here's another one. It's every day now that they're caught running prostitution rings, pedophile rings, raping little kids, raping women in the parking lot, stealing money, shipping in drugs, every crime you can imagine, or stripping down naked and announcing their God, like the Coney guy. TSA people go crazy and say they're God all the time and demand women have sex with them on the spot just because they're on such power trips. I mean, who else wants a job doing that? Unstable loons. We've all run into people that are so confident, they're like a total joke. They're not successful. I meet lots of losers that are confident. But it says, TSA drug smugglers busted after undercover operation set up with bungling cocaine runner went to wrong terminal. Four current and former Transportation Security Administration employees, that's what they are, have been charged with drug trafficking and bribery. They're trying to cut in on the Big Papa CIA's money. Ain't going to happen. After a suspected drug courier inspired a sting against them. And it goes on. They were set to bring 10 pounds of cocaine through the security checkpoint in Los Angeles International Airport with the help of a former TSA staff member. Alas for him, he bungled the operation and went to the wrong terminal where he was arrested and another TSA screener found the cocaine. And it just goes on with a whole bunch of them involved in it. What a joke. And they'll be sent to jail for a couple years, learn all the real contacts, come back out and deal drugs to your kids on the streets. And if you try to stop them, they'll just send a hit team by to kill you. Oh, by the way, I've got another article right here for you. Police launch abusive midnight wake-up calls. WorldNet Daily reports. This has been going on a long time, actually. I remember seeing articles out of Illinois. Listeners mailed me the newspapers like 6, 7 years ago, and since then I couldn't find it. If somebody can, send it to showtips@infowars.com. I know the audience can. I know you live in the town, you'll remember the actual headline, but it said zoning authorities entering homes. And the article described the elderly couple waking up with zoning people with police standing at the foot of their bed at 5:30 a.m. saying, don't worry, don't get out of bed. We're here to check your toothbrushes. And if you have more than two toothbrushes, but your house is zoned to have two people in it, they fine you. I'm not joking. Well, that's what the cops are doing now. They just come in your house.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I love how I said I'll take calls and the phones fill up. I haven't given the number out yet, which guarantees it's going to be regulars or folks who've been trying for months. But we'll get a lot of people a chance to get involved here in this hour. Got a lot of news on the economy, some good news on the NDAA front, some bad news on Obama declaring himself supreme ruler. We've got Bernanke saying we have an increased possibility of sudden fiscal crisis. That's all coming up. But right now, let's start taking some calls. Anybody concerned about the government saying you can't have your kids do chores? Because it won't just be the farms. It'll be everywhere. Big agro wants it. Anything they can to shut down small farms. They get regulations written that they're not under. It's just total criminality. So the answer is stop buying any of this big corporate stuff. Fight fire with fire. Fight them with your money now before you got to do it with something else. One of the few votes we got left is the money. They can cheat elections. They can do anything. And the scum knows we're waking up, so they're trying to stomp us into submission. Well, in my mind, I think it's going to backfire on them. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Very good to be on. You're a difficult guy to get a hold of. I only have just kind of a general statement to make. I was away from my radio for a while, but I will say this. Based on the comments that I see made on various of these news articles.
Hey, are you hands-free on your phone?
No, I am not. I'm actually trying to break the wind from where I am.
Yeah, it's ruffling. Okay, it's ruffling real bad. Go ahead and make your point.
But anyway, the point is based on the comments that I'm reading out there in the news, there are a great many people very aware of these things, and I find that very encouraging, and I share your sentiment. I don't think these people are going to get away with what they're doing. I think it's I could state how outrageous it is, but that would be overstate the obvious. But I also wanted to just take the opportunity, since I have for a long time tried to get into this show, and just express to you my personal thanks. I've been listening and watching you from way in the beginning, brother, and I'm really pleased with your progress, and I'm pleased with the results of your efforts. And you do not stand alone when it comes to speaking the truth and sharing it willingly and unafraid. So thank you.
Well, thank you. What do you make of the announcements that they're having Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill? And this is mainstream news. They're very, very proud of it.
Well, obviously, this is very troubling. This is almost like you're going to wake up at some point, and you're going to hope to wake up from a very bad, strange, twisted dream.
But isn't that what's happened in all these other countries? Cambodia, Cuba, Russia, China, Eastern Europe, all over Latin America, all over Asia. This is how the rest of the world lives. Our forebears weren't perfect, but they fought to have rule of law, to keep government small, and to defend individual liberty. You get rid of that, you're in a world of hurt.
Right, and we are, as I think you've said before in the past, and it's certainly true, we stand as an exception to the rule, or we did. We're sliding ever so quickly into becoming the rule of the rest of the world, and I doubt, frankly, that will be successful. I just don't look forward to the types of things that will be necessary to keep that from happening, and I certainly hope I'm wrong about that. But
God bless you, my friend. How long have you been watching or listening to the show?
Oh, watching and listening to you off and on probably for the better part of 14 or 15 years.
Wow, so you've seen a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, and I've been one of those. It's been on again, off again. With I call it being on the reservation, off the reservation. I've made some voting mistakes in my past, as a lot of conservatives probably have.
Well, you want to believe things are going to get better, but they're not. Ron Paul really won the first states. He was the guy. He could have been our president. We could have reversed it. But the criminals who've been caught committing thousands of other crimes are stealing the election. George Soros is involved with the Spanish company that's going to count most of the votes. We've just got to admit it's all a fraud. We were taken over. We've got to admit that to ever be able to get it back. Head out on the highway, looking for freedom,
looking for adventure,
and whatever comes our way. Yeah, nothing's gonna make it happen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 26th day of April 2012, and we are continuing with your phone calls and the news. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play for the first time here on air some of the incredible entries that we're getting now, more than 20 a day, by InfoWars listeners who are taking part in the $10,000 cash prize contest to be in the running, to be chosen to work here in Austin, Texas, at the InfoWars radio/TV/film/web system. We're looking for reporters for the nightly news, radio, you name it. One female, one male, $5,000 each. Whoever wins then is in the running, if it all works out, to be reporters here. But I think we're also going to end up having some correspondents. There's just too many good people. Then I have to budget out, you know, whether it'll be consideration for people's sites or their own news systems, them being reporters for us, correspondents. Then there's trying to organize that. Then there's the management of that. But we've got like 500 or more incredible entries, and we have been trying to watch them every day and trying to keep track of them. It's going to take at least a month when this month ends. You've got until the end of the month to get your video into us. There's banners on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com to take part in the contest. You can just link through there and find out all the rules and where to send them and then see all the entries. And then we're going to have to go through these and try to choose who the winners are. This is going to be hard. But I think the second, third, and fourth places, though we didn't have those places, you just got one male winner, one female winner. So we're looking for a male and female reporter, two of them, will be that there'll be more than one winner when it comes to actually working with us and being correspondents. Because a lot of people actually gave us this idea. They said, look, I don't want to move from Seattle or New York or Miami or Dallas or wherever, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Kansas City. I don't want to move from where I live, but I'd like to do reports for you once a week, once a day, once a month. Hey, knock yourselves out. This is awesome. Be InfoWars correspondents out there. Very, very exciting what's happening, because this, I was really just looking for that native talent out there. This is turning into something a lot bigger. So that's coming up with Rob Dude. We'll continue with calls into the third hour here today. Here's some of the crazy news. Let me just mention it before I go back to your calls. Coming up, Russian troops to target terrorists in America is part of drill. Joint U.S.-Russian anti-terror exercise stokes fears of martial law. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. And he's got links to mainstream news. I mean, this is in the news. Like, oh, yeah, the Russians are trying to fight us with the government. Well, yeah, the bankers will use anybody they can. It's Banker Don. It's Ben Bernanke Don. EU calls for Russian airborne troops to take. U.S. calls for Russian airborne troops to take and hold Denver airport. That's a article here. But I also have, where's my BBC article? That's the one I was talking about where the NATO troops took over. In Scotland. We'll just put that back on screen. I guess I gave it to Do. To have that added to Paul Joseph Watson's articles. Thank you, sir. There it is. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers in Scotland. BBC, NLE09, FEMA takes preparation for martial law to next level. I mean, that's the type of headlines here. That is the type of bizarro craziness that we're dealing with. But there is some good news. Now multiple states have done this. This is from the New American. Perhaps prodded by Virginia's success in passing a law preventing the federal government from apprehending and indefinitely detaining citizens of the state without charge, just disappearing you. Where'd Bob go? Well, you know where he went. Don't talk about it or he'll be next. The state legislature of Arizona on Tuesday passed its own anti-NDAA bill. Very exciting. Get to that more later. Meanwhile, here's MSNBC. Obama can't hardly wait. The New York Times examines how Obama is using his executive powers as he faces a Congress blocking many of his initiatives. And it goes on to say he can't wait to totally ignore Congress. He's going to legalize the illegals, the article says. He's going to pass gun restriction laws. He's going to shut down more power plants. He's going to ship more jobs to China, paying with taxpayer money to move General Motors to China. I'm not joking. That's Detroit Free Press. I mean, whoa, Twilight Zone. I mean, I just cannot believe how fast this is moving. Meanwhile, Bernanke is now saying they may raise interest rates in 2013 or 2014, but he says the economy's doing great. But while talking to Congress, he sung another tune. For the bankers, it is going great. They are really destroying things to consolidate it. Anti-free market cronies. Look at this. This is CNS News. We're going to play this clip in a moment. Bernanke points to increased possibility of sudden financial crisis. Bernanke said that while nobody knows, really, the stock market's totally rigged. That's even in the news today. When a financial crisis will come, it surely ever closer. And remember, they engineered the crisis in 08, demanding unlimited trillions. So let's go ahead and play a clip of Lord Bernanke telling Congress this. Here it is. Okay, our computer had a heart attack.
The recent budget outlook by the CBO, one can construct a projection for the federal deficit, assuming that most expiring tax provisions are extended and that Medicare's physician payment rates are held at their current level. Under these assumptions, the budget deficit would be more than 4% of GDP in fiscal year 2017, assuming that the economy is then close to full employment. Of even greater concern is that longer-run projections, based on plausible assumptions about the evolution of the economy and the budget under current policies, show the structural budget gap increasing significantly further over time and the ratio of outstanding federal debt to GDP rising rapidly. This dynamic is clearly unsustainable. These structural fiscal imbalances did not emerge overnight. To a significant extent, they are the result of an aging population and especially fast-rising health care costs, both of which have been predicted for decades. Notably, the CBO projects that net federal outlays for health care entitlements, which were about 5% of GDP in fiscal 2011, could rise to more than 9% of GDP by 2035. Although we have been warned about such developments for many years, the time when projections become reality is coming closer. Having a large and increasing level of government debt relative to national income runs the risk of serious economic consequences. Over the long term, the current trajectory of federal debt threatens to crowd out private capital formation and thus reduce productivity growth. To the extent that increasing debt is financed by borrowing from abroad, a growing share of our future income would be devoted to interest payments on foreign-held federal debt. High levels of debt also impair the ability of policymakers to respond effectively to future economic shocks and other adverse events. Even the prospect of unsustainable deficits has costs, including an increased possibility of a sudden fiscal crisis. As we've seen in a number of countries recently, interest rates can soar quickly if investors lose confidence in the ability of a government to manage its fiscal policy. Although historical experience and economic theory do not indicate the exact threshold at which the perceived risks associated with the U.S. public debt would increase markedly, we can be sure that without corrective action, our fiscal trajectory will move the nation ever closer to that point. To achieve economic and financial stability, U.S. fiscal policy must be placed on a sustainable path that ensures that debt relative to national income is at least stable or preferably declining over time. Attaining this goal should be a top priority.
Okay, so there you go. And we will go back to your phone calls here in just a moment. But let's do it right now. Mike in New York, you're on the air.
Alex.
Mick, go ahead.
Glad you got me on, Alex. It's Mick. I got a couple questions here, but just want to say you're doing a great job. Two things, really. Would you urge people to not vote if the choice comes down to Obama and Romney only?
You know, people can do whatever you want, but Obama was bought and paid for. I knew he'd be bad, and people got suckered by it because they wanted change. It'll be the same thing with Mitt Romney, and it's really just all theater. It doesn't even matter. We get 55, 60% turnouts for national elections. We get 8% or a little higher for local. Where you can still get in is local, and that's where the globalists have taken over as well. So I just see the national elections, if it's not Ron Paul, as a distraction. That's why Ron Paul has already won by injecting real issues and staying in the race and showing that he was cheated in early states, which they now admit. I mean, imagine, Ron Paul would have won the early states. He did win them. But if they would have admitted it, not stolen it, the party machinery, and if the controlled media hadn't gone along with it, Ron Paul would be the front runner right now, and he would beat Obama in every Gallup poll out there in the fall, and he would be our new president. The American people are actually waking up, but that's not what's going to happen. So people say, well, then why did you support Ron Paul? Because by not running, we wouldn't even be able to expose the fraud. We wouldn't be able to inject issues. We show it's a rigged game by engaging. I would love to believe Mitt Romney's a good guy. He has a very nice personality, just like Obama does on the surface. But he is a vulture, crony capital, anti-free market globalist. Look at his fruits in Massachusetts. He was pro-abortion, pro-open borders, carbon taxes, anti-gun. And conservatives will go in there and vote for him. And if he becomes president, they'll sit back while he passes carbon taxes and gun control, because all they want to do is feel like they're winners and that their guy's in there. I mean, it's just like the idiot Obama supporters. They're just as dumb as a box of rocks. Does that answer your question, Mick?
Kind of, and I had one other question. I was just wondering, without a violent solution, I mean, what's going to be the shot heard around the world? I mean, what's finally going to bring this to a breaking point where finally the American public says enough is enough?
You never know where it'll start, but it'll be like little farmers. They'll try to come take their kids. They'll try to send in the military. There'll be a shootout, and then a brush war will start, stuff like that. Just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. The American people know that. They're buying 5 million guns a month. Better you should pray to God, the Father. And they hope, the globalists hope, they can divert us by puppets like Romney and Obama. They hope they can make you think the buck really stops with them. It's like the TSA. I can't stand them. They make me angry. But they're the low-grade moron idiots that will sit there and violate people's rights and be radiated themselves all day. What about the Congress allowing this to happen? What about the president? What about the special interest? What about the companies like Rapist Scan? It's actually called Rapiscan, Rapist Scan. What about them? What about boycotting their subsidiaries? What about getting aggressive? What about spreading the word about this radio show that's reaching more people than any other single venue? What about spreading the word about Infowars.com, the system's fighting tooth and nails to censor? Why do you think they want to start censoring talk radio on the internet? Use it or lose it. It's not just we need to use it before they take it away. We use it to keep it. Now, you ask where the shot heard around the world's going to happen? The shot heard around the world has already happened in the Infowar. But will there be a physical trigger? I hope not. Because the globalists are going to sit offshore while the military and the police get absolutely chewed into a million pieces. And that's part of the plan. It's all public in the RAND Corporation. I've written articles, done films, cited it. You can look it up. There's always been plans. And I've had Colonel Craig Roberts on and countless others. And it's been on C-SPAN where they admit the plan is to have a civil war. It's one of the plans. Since the caller asked about this, it's a big deal. Chew up the infrastructure, collapse for a year or two, then bring in IFOR, bring in NATO, bring in foreign troop contingents. It's in the video games. It's in the comic books. They're acclimating everybody for this. In fact, guys, cue up the trailer for Shattered Union. It's on YouTube. I think we've got it saved, too. But it's a video game where a civil war starts, things break up. And again, the globalists create mega regions, but then break up the sub-regions within that were the actual original country. You understand? They create global unions and regional unions, but destroy within. It'll start with another Waco, or it'll start with the trying to shut down the rural farms and stuff. And cops get killed all the time, but the bureaucrats are going to get killed more, trying to take property and stuff, and they try to keep it quiet when it happens. But there'll be flashpoints. There'll be brush fire rebellions. It's happened before and since the country was founded, when the Rockefellers were out west stealing property with different security firms like Pinkerton Boys and others. You see the old westerns that are like fiction following fact, where the railroad comes into town and says, "We're taking your water holes and your gold mine." The local's like, "No, you're not." And they shoot the guy in the street and the town stands up to him. There are hundreds of real stories. That's why I love history. There are whole books where it's just the whole middle of the country, Texas, right through the West. And the feds couldn't hold it. And the foreign bankers couldn't hold it. They ended up losing. People were just started killing. You know, they'd come into a town in Colorado and murder a whole village of people that were squatting on their own gold mine. But then the Pinkerton security people, well, they started falling down and hitting their heads. That was back when Americans knew they better stand up for children murdered by the Rockefellers. Does that answer your question, Mick? I love how they always say, "I want to hold over and get your question." And right when I'm about to go back to them, they hang up. Let's give somebody a minute and a half here. Brian in Colorado, speaking of Colorado, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
A couple of quick points. I live on a major thoroughfare in Colorado from Denver to basically Utah. And they're building a monstrous I guess it's a fusion center in Utah.
Yeah, and they're building them all over the country. Yeah, but that giant one in Utah is mega massive.
I've been seeing them bring these huge, wide load water tanks, green military colors, through the thoroughfare that I'm at.
Yeah, no. That facility is admittedly to be self-sufficient against its enemy, the American people.
Well, what I saw the other day were two giant ovens. There were two gigantic green, the same green color, ovens with a little window that was about 6 inches thick and a door on the back with no handle.
That was actually in the Rocky Mountain News, now defunct, great paper, that under Homeland Security they purchased ovens that could cremate tens of thousands a week. I'm not kidding. Pull it up. I'm not joking. They said for during a plague. Yeah, there's a lot of news about crematoriums at military bases in Colorado. I mean, you're right there, smack dab in the middle of New World Order, Command Base West. London's Command Base East. I want to hear more about this. For the best, prepare for the worst, reach out to everyone you can, go to every hill and mountain, and warn the people the enemy has taken over. The most ravenous, wicked globalists you can imagine are openly in control of our country and are busily trying to bankrupt every man, woman, and child to bring in a hellish system of total control. No parental rights, forced inoculations, open borders. You can't teach your children the faith you wish. They must go to government training camps or private schools that are government accredited. It is hellish, and it's all going to move faster and faster. They're now out in the open saying kill babies up to age 3. We've got Bill Gates saying kill grandmothers, hire teachers, laughing about it. The teachers clap. We're going to go to the InfoWars reporter contest videos, just a couple that came in yesterday. And if you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you really want to for the third report with the young lady with the machine guns. Nothing like a young lady firing machine guns. So that is coming up. Rob Dew's in here with us. But right now, let's go back to a very serious subject. Brian, you know, normally if somebody called in and said, I'm up here by the NSA base being built, you know, right by Colorado and Utah that Congress has said they want to know about, they were told, hey, we don't work for America. Shut up. We illegally spy on everybody. You know, we do what we want. Now, drink some fluoride. Take some shots. Aren't you supposed to have cancer by now? So the giant illegal command base, but it's funny, the Rocky Mountain News, I guess one of our business viewers go like so many newspapers, good paper actually, even had the editor on, you know, big mainline paper, they reported on the governor's press conference about the crematoriums they bought to cremate tens of thousands a week during a plague, and that those were at military bases. So that is in the news. That sounds crazy. It's real. The problem is people always blur the lines. I was reading, I'm going to go back to the caller in a minute. We'll put him back on hold for a second. I want to make this point. Ukrainian Marines stop drivers. That's BBC as part of a drill. NLE09, FEMA, working with 15 nations to fight domestic terrorists. That's from their own fact sheet. Go look it up for yourself. Those are real things. Our article out of the Chinese and Russian and U.S. news, Russian troops to target American terrorists. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill, joint U.S.-Russian air exercise stokes fears of martial law. And then I went to the next article thinking it was the stack I had earlier, but they'd come and added something to it. Nobody's bad. This happens. And it was EU Times. Pure disinfo on purpose. And this has got to be government, because I've noticed they always take real stuff and then add a lie on purpose, and never the truth.
Oh, it always comes out from the Kremlin.
Yeah, I don't think your mic's hooked up properly, so who knows? We may even have to do this next hour, but whatever. Point is that, it always has to do with the Kremlin or whatever. We got to find out who runs this, because then this gets injected, and then when we cover real stuff, they'll say, oh, that was that EU Times. And it just happened to me. And we'll also get articles submitted that look real, and I go check them quickly, and it looks accurate, and then it's not. I mean, look, so much crazy stuff is happening. And then when I see a site that, you know, accidentally gets stuff wrong sometimes, that's one thing, because news is moving so fast. But when it's always wrong, on purpose, attached to real stuff, that's called a honeypot. What were you trying to say, dude?
Yeah, that comes out of, they always say, special report coming out of the Kremlin. That's how it always starts. And or this special report prepared that our sources got, and it's always inside Russia. And it's that writer that we all know and love is, we're going to say her name?
Oh, it doesn't even matter. I mean, the point is that Watson was calling a minute ago going, Alex just mentioned that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's in the stack. And it's like Glenn Beck bought it and went with it.
Yeah.
You know, and that the Russians are going to go to the airport. No, they're going to be at the nearby military base training to fight you and your family. We have an article with all the government links, all the admissions, video we've shot, all of it. You need to get in there and get that.
We made a film when we went to Chicago. I mean, it's Polish and American troops. There's Latvian troops there. They had the Polish secret of FBI equivalent called they're called the BO.
And they had U.S. school kids taking part in being rounded up and having their guns taken.
Yeah. That was the worst part, I thought, was the Polish troops holding guns over Boy Scouts and, you know, treating them, you know, yelling at them, telling them to line up. There, it was a fake terrorist attack.
But again, I've been to these drills myself many times. They're training to take on Americans. I have it on video.
Right.
They admit it. NLE09, FEMA.gov admitted in 09, this was foreign troops for Americans for terror attacks in the U.S. And then again, at the Olympics, they had Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada.
Yeah. And our troops are working with other countries. So when something happens, say in Poland, it's going to be U.S. troops. It's not going to be Polish troops rounding people up. It's going to be somebody else, some other country.
Because it's global banker government. Just like the Russians used to send troops from one end of the country, 5,000 miles away to the other end, because you don't want people from the local area trying to suppress the population because the troops will turn against you. Like in Tiananmen Square, they didn't respond for almost an entire day, like 12, 14 hours, because they had to bus the troops 600 miles down. From another subgroup that speaks another dialect.
Right. And that's the way you do it. You don't do it with your buddy down the street. He's not going to take your guns. But, you know, the Polish troops probably will take your guns. They won't do it here if they're smart, though. There are going to be some problems.
Well, they used German troops against us because the English-speaking troops were having trouble with other English in the colonies, the Hessians.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go back to the caller. Sir, I don't know if I can believe you or not, but you should obviously get some photos. I'm not saying you're a liar. All I know is somebody needs to dig up the Rocky Mountain News where it was like governor and crematoriums for plague. But go ahead, tell us what you saw.
The most disturbing thing was that they had a glass window in it to watch the burning. It certainly was a some kind of a cremation chamber. It had huge ventilations to pump smoke out. On the other side, there were giant gauges for propane or some other gas to pump in. There was no door handle on it. It was all metal. There was metal and glass. That's all it was. It was built as an oven. It was a giant oven. I'm certain of it. And it was the same color as all the other material that I've seen them trucking through on wide loads heading toward Utah. And this has been going on for a couple years, but this is the first time I've seen those.
All I know is they say they will secretly arrest Americans, torture you, and kill you. And they've been creating brigades of demons that enjoy doing it, just like they hired defunct and fired federal and state prison guards to run Abu Ghraib rapes. And the Army's own report, General Tagumbo's own report, admitted raping children in front of their parents. That's who runs our country. Get photos, get it out to everybody. In fact, we need reporters to go up. Local news has been covering it. Wire Magazine's been covering it. We've been to the NSA base in San Antonio. They try to come over in the Walmart parking lot and tell us we can't. Wait, you illegally surveil us, but your feds off of your little reservation telling us we can't. We ought to go down there. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of your crime. You're not Americans. You work for Goldman Sachs to destroy this country. And you run Al-Qaeda on record as Sybil Evans, your own person, inside the NSA exposed. Thank you, sir. I'm done. And people are inside the NSA going, well, I'm not a traitor. You're compartmentalized. You're doing illegal stuff, passing it on. You're so sloppy at Bilderberg 4 years ago. They had NSA in all the side offices, and I could walk right in and listen to you. You're so stupid. And there you were spying on everybody. I can hear you in there arguing about your Navy and Air Force and Army satellites and dial in and listen to this person, listen to that person. All right, Rob Dew, I want to shift gears now and we'll go into the next segment. This is very exciting what's happened. Give us a little briefing on the reporters contest. People have got 5 more days to get their submissions in. This is just amazing the type of entries we're getting. Now we're going to start almost every day in the next month playing some of the better submissions here on air.
Right. So the deadline, just so everybody knows, April 30th, 2 p.m. Central, when the show ends that Monday, that will be the deadline. If you send it in at 2:01 Central, we're not going to accept it. So get it in before the show ends on Monday. And we've had some great reports. I have really been excited looking at all these. Lots of, some people have better technical skills. Some people have better interpersonal skills. Some people have both, and it's been really awesome. One guy who entered the contest early on, he was one of the first guys. He went to a United Nations Korean War memorial, and it basically had guns encased in cement. And he was there, and he has this great kind of northeastern accent. His name's Dan Badondi, and he's going off on it and going off on. He starts reading from the Second Amendment. He's, they better not try that stuff here. And I mean, that's the kind of moxie, we're looking for InfoWarriors. He submitted something on the 24th. He published it on the 24th. We posted it last night, and I was blown away. He's going to a Ron Paul rally. He's standing there beside the stage, and all of a sudden, he's backstage with Ron Paul, and he gets, a one interview question, which is, better than what most people get, especially with Ron Paul. And, he was there. He was at the right spot at the right time.
Agenda 21, and we're going to play that right now. My only frustration is we don't have the money to hire 4 people, much less, the dozens of incredible people. I've never had a contest this hard because it's so good. And everybody that submits something, you're being seen. It's getting the word out. You're becoming the reporter you already are. So even if you don't win, keep doing it as an InfoWars auxiliary reporter or start your own group.
Right.
This is so exciting. Great job, folks.
And I've noticed a lot of the comments, hey, I found you because of this contest. This is great. So we're making connections just by people making these videos.
And there's banners on the right-hand side if you want to link through and see the submissions and read the rules and stuff. And also, people can go to InfoWars.com/reporter-contest. In fact, I'll Twitter that out, too, for people, just in case don't wait. Do something the next few days. You could be the winner.
And you have time. There's plenty of time you can shoot the report in 20 minutes.
And again, there's 2 winners, 1 male, 1 female, 5,000 apiece.
Yeah.
But the point is that the people that win the money may not end up being the reporters. Just puts you in the running for that.
They may not want to move here, but we'll have a whole pool of other people we can look at and go, well.
And by the way, we didn't even mean to do that. Listeners pointed that out.
Right. Yeah, a couple of them said, I don't know if I want to move, but here's my submission. Do I have to move? A lot of people were asking, do I have to move if I win?
No, we can do something. We don't have, we can get paid something or have your own site or get a local sponsor, then we'll play it. They'll get business. I mean, I don't know. We'll work something out. Problem is, we're so busy, we don't have time to haggle with everybody. You want to attack the New World Order? You want to be in the fight? Be an InfoWars auxiliary reporter. And again, we'll center that article for people so they can see it and get it out to folks. Okay, let's go ahead and play this first video.
Right.
Ron Paul exposes Agenda 21. Just a little note to our reporters. Give it a headline like that because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ron Paul, Agenda 21 is part of a larger globalist takeover. Instead of getting 470 views, now that we've linked to it, it'll get 10,000. Then it would get 100,000.
Right.
Because you got to actually call it what it is.
Yeah.
It's fine to have Infowars.com reporter contest, Dan Bedondi interview with Ron Paul and Romney. That's great. That's a good headline. But no, Ron Paul attacks Agenda 21, something like that. Here it is.
Yes, stand here with Ron Paul. Ron Paul, the question today is, what were you going to do if you got getting as president of the United States? What would you do against Agenda 21 of the United Nations?
I'd like to get out of the United Nations. What I'd like to do is I wouldn't want to have any attack on our national sovereignty, and that's what Agenda 21 does. And I think it's a threat right now. They talk about currency reform because they know what we know, that the currency's in trouble. They'd like to do it under the United Nations. And I complained tonight in my speech that our president thinks you can go to war under the United Nations. So whether it's at 21, this is just a further step. And not only do I believe in local sovereignty, individual sovereignty, state sovereignty, and minimal federal government, I just don't think that we should put up with more loss of sovereignty to an international government.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. The answer to 1984 is 1776, a giant banner.
You know what I like in the beginning of this? He's shooting himself as he's sitting in line in traffic going to see, you know, Ron Paul. And he said, there's 2 miles ahead of me of traffic. There's a mile behind me. And we're all going to see Ron Paul. And he goes, I bet there's nobody at the Romney, you know, speech. And they're both in Rhode Island that day. And I thought that was, I mean, it's great. And it wasn't masterfully produced. You know,
he's taking action and he got Ron Paul.
Exactly.
That's the essence of victory. Resistance is victory. You may get your butt kicked politically 100 times. You're going to get tougher.
Right. And there's another one. I think Aaron's going to post this article or this video with another video that it's some info warriors who went to the Washington. I don't know if it was a primary or caucus. And they were exposing
they caught fraud. Total fraud right there. They're
pulling the vote machines out and saying, no, they weren't vote machines. These weren't ballots.
And then they catch him and she says, oh, I'm not doing it. And then shows her with them.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's their military op. I'm not doing that. I mean, you can have a knife stabbing a baby and you're like, that's a baby. No, it's not. Look over there. And then they go, ah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's all military tactics, folks. Understand that.
So it's, I mean, the reports are amazing that are coming in. Great stuff. You want to go to the next one?
Yeah, tell me about the next one.
This one's from Bradley D. Rose, and it's The Vanishing of the Bees, the EPA, and Big Pharma. And, you know, here's a good example of, you know, he's using green screen with some really nice background.
Very professional. His voice is great. The topic is key.
Yep.
We won't have time to play the whole thing, but here's a few minutes of it. And then we come back with a very well-spoken reporter with machine guns. We're not playing it because she's in a bikini. Here it is. We'll be back.
I'm Bradley DeRoge reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and this is Gut Check, a weekly unflinching look at the stuff that really matters in your world. Since 2006, something odd and alarming has been happening to commercial beehives throughout the United States. Beekeepers returning to these hives find that the bees are completely gone, vanished, without a trace. This phenomenon has been labeled CCD, or Colony Collapse Disorder. CCD typically occurs in early winter or spring, when the bees that leave the hive to go foraging for pollen simply do not return. The hives appear to be normal, with active queens, developing many brood, with ample food stores. They just simply leave and don't come back. This pattern is followed by the rest of the hive, and with no apparent reason, the vacant hives have had active queens developing many brood, and the hives are well stocked with food and has been reported to have affected nearly one-third of all commercially managed hives. This is particularly disturbing when you consider that 76% of all food production and 84% of all plant species rely on bees for pollination. Imagine for just a moment what would happen globally if over a few short years, three-quarters of the food to be grown, harvested, and consumed was completely gone. The inevitable riots, famines, and wars that would occur would be of such an astronomical proportion it would dwarf anything that we have seen in modern times. The loss of life would be measured in billions. That's right, I said billions with a capital B. And the devastation would not just affect humans. All creatures that walk and swim on Earth would be affected by this food circle of life. There have been many theories on how CCD came into being and how it works. Some studies show wide-ranging ideas and testing that has provided partial answers. But until now, no concrete link has been scientifically proven that connects CCD to this mystery cause.
All right, and the full report is at Infowars.com, Vanishing of the Bees, the EPA, and Big Pharma. I like what he did. He needs to re-upload it, though. But the fact that there's a lot of typos in this, that means I think he's doing it on purpose to be like us.
No comment.
No, I mean, I think John Baum was just saying he's one of us. This guy may actually have to join the team.
He may.
I mean, sir.
It was a great piece, though.
No. Great delivery, great info, great research.
Check your typos.
Check your typos, everybody, us included. We're having a typo meeting today after the show, actually. But we're going to come back with Machine Gun Girl. Oh, yes. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at Infowars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. Infowars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at Infowars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. third hour coming up with your phone calls and giant news. I've got to get to all this news. Police launch abusive midnight wake-up calls at 4 a.m. Wait till you hear about that. By the way, the police don't like it. They're complaining, but they're being ordered to do it. That's what this tyranny is all about. We've got big breaking news from Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com, and Steve Watson also was part of the report. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters ready for residents. Now, this next clip, you know, I've always made the point that they use like Miss America and stuff to sell UN, world government, anti-family. They tell them to have those messages to win. And I've always made the point that bikini girls with machine guns is what'll sell the Second Amendment. And no, that's not what we're exactly looking for in the reporter thing. But it is interesting, and it does make some good points. And this is what's going to really get the general public into the Second Amendment. And this is what's happening. In fact, what's that punk rock song, Bikini Girls and Machine Guns? The point is that this is a very...
dimension of bikini girls with machine guns.
It's the Cramps. Turn it up. And then we'll get into all the serious news here, but we got to have some fun. Bikini girls with machine guns.
All work and no play makes an info warrior a dull boy.
Yeah, no, but it's just fun to make the Second Amendment exciting and to get young people, period, involved in it.
Yeah, I believe Amanda Liberty is 20 years old is what they said. And
yeah, so this video is up at InfoWars.com in the contest area as well, along with all, and we're going to be airing these every day, at least three every day. Now, we've just got enough time to play this before we go to break. Here is that report. If you're listening on radio, XM 166, however you're listening, go to InfoWars.com to watch the video. Here it is. Love the sound of the machine guns. Sound of freedom.
Hi, my name is Amanda. I may only be 20 years old, but I can see what is going on in our country. I have one of these because the government can't and won't protect you. We are now a nation known to start wars. We feel compelled because of our insecurity that we have to go over to these other countries to maintain our empire. I'd like you to see what I see. This is important, so please pay attention. Basically, our country and way of life is under attack. Our government has been undermined by a group of criminals. I know that sounds unlikely, but if you look at the facts, it's plain as day. You cannot get the truth from typical TV news. They are lying to us. There are precious few sources for current news that isn't propaganda. Alex Jones of InfoWars is someone who we the people can trust. Alex Jones hosts The Real News online and broadcasts on the radio. He always tells the truth. Listen to Alex and his guests. These people are trying to help America. You can watch Alex Jones at InfoWars.com or you can see him on YouTube.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I want to see the target she's shooting. But expanding on that, Rob, again, that's the perfect type of group where they could just, her and her boyfriend that shot that and produced that, where they could be correspondents in Florida. I know he also works for one of the sportsman channels, he was telling us.
Totally.
But
that's,
I mean,
what we need.
But we need correspondents. The thing is, we need to raise the funds. We're going to actually pay them something.
Yeah.
But again, we're looking for two reporters in-house, but also stuff like that. Perfect to have a gun review or something like that, where we can have people in other states that follow the reports. Great job to you guys. Very exciting. Another wonderful submission. Third hour coming up. Thank you so much, Rob Dew. We'll have more tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We got hundreds of these. That's a nice sampling of them. And they're just rolling in. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. Hardcore news coming up. Hour number three.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
we're into hour number three here. I've got to be disciplined. We'll take 30 minutes of calls here, and then I'll get into the big news. And there's a lot of it. The news I haven't covered yet and the breaking news. Right now, let's go to Carl in Oregon. Thanks for holding, Carl.
Hey, what up, dude?
Hey, man, how you doing? What'd you think of those submissions to the InfoWars contest?
That was pretty cool, dude. I got to get me one of those.
One of those machine guns?
Yeah, machine gun girl. Yeah, she's number one on my list. I put her in top of the running if it was me.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take some of the finalists if we can get our little cheap poll system on InfoWars to work right. Because usually we get like 30,000 votes in 2 days. Now it's like 1,000, so something's wrong with it. But we're about to get a new polling system, and so we can have like five videos at a time. And then I can say, okay, who do you vote for out of this group of five? And then I'll kind of let that narrow it down, and then I'll pick. I mean, because we've got hundreds of these videos. I don't know what we're going to do.
Awesome, dude. Famous quote, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Howard Beale, Network, 1976.
Awesome. Yeah, I had a question and about Kevin Trudeau, the guy that you had on about 2.5 years ago. I paid for a book. I sent a check in to get his natural cures that the government doesn't want you to know. I never got it, and I never even got my check back. Do you know how he's doing these days, and is it possible I can get that book?
Yeah, I'm sorry. When we have guests on sometimes and they plug something, I can't be responsible for what's happening. I know he's had a lot of troubles with the government and all sorts of other stuff. And I had him on just because I knew the government was trying to shut him down as a guest a few times. But I don't really know Kevin very well. So I'm sorry to hear that happened to you, sir.
Yeah, so I've been trying to recover since that point, but now I'm trying to call to get the longevity products. Can you go ahead and fire out the correct number for me to call so I can order the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Bee Pollen Burst and Rebound?
Yes, sir. Guys, will you put InfoWarsTeam.com up on screen? I meant to plug that in the last 2 hours. And look at the difference. I've lost 40-plus pounds, and it's not even meant to be a weight loss. But we heard Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs and others about a year ago. I was already promoting because I knew it was really good, and Ted had had a big response with it. With several of the products. He took their joint care stuff, and it really helped. He was going to have surgery on his knee. And so Aaron got on it and has now lost 90-plus pounds. In fact, I've told him, okay, now it's time to stop. Just because I eat the Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound and stuff, you know, it's just a liquid drink. It makes you drink more water and stuff like that. And if you go to the website, InfoWarsTeam.com, you can get big discounts on all of it there on the site. You can sign up and become a distributor and get discounts. You can sign up for the auto ship and qualify for that and get free shipping. The number is 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. And that's InfoWarsTeam.com. And it's also a business opportunity if you want to become a distributor. And we're formed up phone teams and people that are part of that to answer the questions. My dad, like a year ago, was like, yeah, I'll write another vitamin. And then he saw my mom get on it and have all these great responses with just Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, he's doing it, totally sold on it. He's a dentist, and he's out there promoting it. So, again, InfoWarsTeam.com. Try it and become a believer. All I know is I take Beyond Tangy Tangerine at least four times a day. They say take it twice a day, four scoops, two scoops per serving. I do like one scoop four times a day. That's the daily allowance they recommend. And because I don't like it that strong, and I end up drinking more water. It's just good all around. The Rebound's great when I want to really work out hard. Some days I work out twice now. And then the Pollen Burst is amazing. Super B vitamin and other vitamin turbocharge, a bunch of minerals. It's awesome. There's a bunch of other products. InfoWarsTeam.com. Wasn't meaning to plug that, but the fella called in to ask. So you ask, you shall receive. More calls straight ahead.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to run through a whole bunch of your phone calls. Then I want to get into the news here. More Americans than projected filed jobless claims last week. And now the Democratic Party is saying, vote for Obama, not so that you get a job. He already promised everybody jobs, free houses, free cars, milk and honey. But all he did was deliver tens of trillions of dollars to offshore banks. It's a crime syndicate. and Corzine's allowed to steal billions and not get in trouble. No, Obama, President Obama, is now saying vote for him to have your jobless benefits extended. Yeah, and then bankrupt all the businesses. Go get a job somewhere for a month, quit, get unemployment for 5 years or whatever. Not like you can even live on that. It's the new economy, exactly where the bankers want you, because that brings the country deeper into debt. And big breaking news by Paul Joseph Watson, I'm going to cover after I get to more of your calls in detail. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Standby shelters readied for residents. A leaked directive issued by the Red Cross indicates that the federal government has prepared plans to evacuate Chicago during the NATO summit. Yeah, they use every event now as a little martial law federalization drill. And all over the world, G20 and NATO, they tell the country how to run the operation. So it's about globalism. It's about standardization. An email sent to Red Cross volunteers in Milwaukee area notes that NATO summit in May could create unrest or another national security incident. The American Red Cross in southeastern Wisconsin has been asked to place a number of shelters on standby in the event of an evacuation of Chicago, the email, which was leaked to CBS, reads. Oh, what are the feds getting ready to blow something up so they can pose as savior? We're talking about that more. And police launch abusive midnight wake-up calls. Police in Richmond, Virginia have announced an initiative for officers on midnight shifts to knock on your door between 12 a.m. and 4 a.m. if they don't think your car's parked properly or whatever, and demand you come talk to them. Just all part of the midnight visit. For everyone needs to get a TSA grub or a police officer visit. And I've seen other reports where if your door's not locked, the police will come in. In fact, that's not in the WorldNet Daily article, but you guys search that. I know I've seen it probably 50 times over the last few years. It's all federally standardized. Local cops are all feds. They don't even know it. You know, the police chiefs just tell them what to do with federal grants. Police to inner homes if door unlocked, something like that. And it's all part of this. The crime's exploding, not because of the giant welfare state or 7 million in prison training everybody how to be a criminal or the fact that we're run by criminals. No, there's crime because you don't have your door locked, which again is an excuse for police to creep around your house at night and try to open your door and look in your window. Now they have this thing where they claim, oh, 911 call to your house. We're coming in. Without a warrant, then they take your guns. I see that all the time. Let's go ahead and go to Ryan in Alaska. Ryan, thank you for holding.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, you were talking about Operation Mountain Guardian and the use of the stadium in an emergency, and I'd like to speak to that.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The first thing I would like to say is a quote from a film you were in, Camp FEMA.
Yes.
An elderly Japanese man who is in a internment camp in America during World War II, he says, they didn't have the facilities to house 120,000 persons, so they took over racetracks, fairgrounds, places like that. And we didn't have football stadiums and NBA stadiums and major baseball fields like we do now back then.
No, they admit that that's what the sports stadiums are for. They admit in the Emergency Centers Act, and all these other acts, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program, that they're training to lock up several million political dissidents and, of course, take your property. That's always the funnest part. And they're hiring lots of little criminals who want to do it. And the globalists don't care if those little criminals get killed trying to put us all in camps. That's all part of the fun, because then the Russian troops can be brought in. That's right. Mainstream news, Russian troops in America, up at Infowars.com. Training to take on the American people, and more TSA have been caught, this time trying to ship in 10 pounds of cocaine. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I have a list of verifiable, anyone can go to Google and type in these country names next to prison camp stadium, and it'll bring it up. It's all historical. I've got 12 countries here that for sure have turned stadiums into prison camps. I'll read it real quick. We got Chile, Germany, France, the U.S., Rwanda, India, Trinidad, Mexico, Japan, Libya, Syria, and Sarajevo. And those
yeah, well, sir, they always do. Afghanistan did. The Cuban communists did. I mean, hundreds. All of them do it. In the movie Red Dawn, because it's just well known, so in a fiction movie, they're held at the local football stadium, remember? And they've got all the movies playing and brainwashing and America and the Founding Fathers are pigs. Well, you don't need to be in a sports stadium now. You turn on the news and the Founding Fathers are pigs and the free market is a cesspit. We live in a giant re-education camp. We live in a giant re-education camp. I mean, they're telling parents your children can't do chores, and we're going to take your DNA at school without your consent, and we're going to give them shots without your consent. All of it, lawless scum criminal government. I mean, again, you get around these government people, they think they're God. You understand the CPS, the biggest private contractors for CPS to take people's kids outside of real courts is DynCorp. DynCorp has been caught in congressional hearings and worldwide running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, this is who runs America, the most vile scum the planet could even comprehend. We are hijacked. I'm sorry, anything else on the sports stadiums? Just type in, FEMA does drill at sports stadium. FEMA practices putting people in sports stadium. I mean, it's all there. They say in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that they will take people to sports stadiums, and then the really bad folks, they want to really torture good, they fly out or bus out or diesel out. Look, we went last year to Denver. They practiced taking the elementary school kids to the Denver stadium, and the cops came over and said, don't film this. That wasn't even announced in the media. We have video of them all over the country. They're saying, we're going to take your kid during a disaster. You can't pick them up. Yeah, there's Darren McBreen at the Denver Broncos deal, Mile High Stadium, where they take the kids. I mean, this is America. This is not a joke. I'm sorry, sir. Anything else?
A FEMA press release from 2007, just after Hurricane Katrina, they say, or they're talking about baseball fields that had been used as camps, and they're bragging about turning them back over to the community and how they fixed them all up afterwards. And a few real quick quotes from that is, the softball field was used as an emergency temporary housing site for nearly 40 families after Katrina. Next paragraph is, the Parks and Recreation Director receives regular help from Jerry Harper, a FEMA contractor monitor. And then later on it says, 8 of the 12 closed parks that temporarily housed more than 600 families. And that's just one example from a FEMA press release. And the countries I had mentioned earlier with the stadium camps in India, Mexico, Japan, and Libya and Syria, those are just within the past 2 years that that's happening.
Well, you know, it's freedom to have your kids taken to the sports stadium, and they're just trying to keep us safe. I mean, anytime somebody sees somebody with a gun, they'll shut down a whole neighborhood now. It's all about stay in your homes, remain calm. They've got daytime curfews even for adults all over the country now. Just training you, just slowly easing you in. Oh, the Russians are trying to take you on. Oh, the government's buying armored mobile pillboxes. Oh, 450 million hollow point rounds. Oh, all these agencies are getting weapons. Oh, their Department of Education has created illegal SWAT teams and raids people for unpaid debts, even though there's no law. They got guns. They're government. That's the law. Congress is like, it's against the law to launch that war without approval. Shut up, Congress. Hey, you're building a giant NSA base. You got to talk to us about that. Shut up, Congress. Hey, you're secretly arresting people. You got to tell us about that. Shut up. The army is standing by. And if they won't do what they're told, the Ruskies are standing by. Russian Spetsnaz. Russian troops to target terrorists in America as part of drill. Joint U.S.-Russian anti-terror exercise stokes fears of martial law. Fears of martial law? The law says TSA can't touch your genitals even on the outside. How do they go inside your pants? Because it's an emergency. We're in martial law. We're on the stovetop, in the pot, like Bugs Bunny, with the pygmies ladling curry sauce over his head. We need to get out of the pot. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Alaska. Thank you, sir, for your call. Let's now talk to Tom in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, living in the Twilight Zone, you know.
Yeah, I know. Hey, on the Russian thing, the first time I heard about this was back in the 80s by a Southwest Radio Church out of Oklahoma City. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not.
Yeah, I've been on there once as a guest. Great folks.
Okay. Now, I heard about that in the late 80s, about the Spetsnaz, infiltrating the United States, and they reported on it.
Listen, I talk to people in the military. They say they train with them all the time, and they say this whole thing with Russia is fake. But sorry, go ahead.
About 10 years later, I was working with a few Russians, and I got pretty friendly with them, and I just asked them. He was in the Army, Russian Army. I just asked them. I said, what do you know about the Spetsnaz here in the United States? And he just started telling me, he says, I know them, and they're working with technology companies up in New York and so on and so forth.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, our government doesn't exist. It's run by Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, who funds Agenda 21, who hates America is the target. They use America to launch all the wars, take all the hate, get in debt, while the whole time, here's the Panama Canal, here's these islands of the Chinese, here's these islands of the Russians, here's 20-something billion to ship General Motors out of the country. I mean, it's just shut down the farms, shut down the factories, harass these people, just get their guns. I mean, the government is run by absolute enemies. I don't know how they, of course the feds blew up Oklahoma City. Of course they carried out 9/11. It's not the federal government. It's the bankers, and they run the Muslim extremists. They run Al-Qaeda publicly now. You notice they say the war on terror is now over and that the new war is on the returning vets and libertarians. Because we're the ones, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, we're the only Americans left. We're the enemy. We're the enemy because we're common sense. We're decent. We got red blood ready to defend the republic. We're the enemy. We're the enemy. And the military's waking up, so they're now the enemy. You understand? The bankers are going to detonate nukes and bring in Russians and Chi-Coms.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Hey, Rob Jacobson just brought me some really good news from months ago. This is from March 29th, KVUE-TV, ABC in Austin. UT to get fluoride-free water fountains. The students brought all the documents and said you're not allowed to put fluoride in our water. They pointed out all the major government studies admitting it's massively increasing cancer sevenfold in just one type of bone cancer, and that the CDC, because their own scientists rebelled, there's good people in the government. The top is scum run. They had almost every CDC scientist, CDC, EPA, and FDA. They've had rounds of it over and over again in the last 12 years where they go to Congress and have thousands of their scientists signing documents saying brain cancer, bone cancer, deadly. It's not just regular fluoride. It's all these other toxins. They brought this to the University of Texas and pointed out that they've said, stop using it as a pesticide. It bioaccumulates. Yeah, it's in your food. It's so deadly. And that it's causing kidney disease. I can't believe I'm reading this in The Statesman. This is reality happening. If we just recognize the total hoax of the New World Order, it could all end. If we just embrace common sense and sanity and say, no, the government's never been on farms telling people their kids can't work. And so what if there was some problem sometimes? The greater evil is you. You don't have jurisdiction here, scum. The locals will deal with it if there's a problem. Aren't you the government caught bringing drugs in? Aren't you working for farm banks, you traitorous filth? The big thing is stop being scared of them. Oh, you're the feds, all these movies, whether these incredibly powerful, cool people. They're a bunch of scum. Excuse me. UT to get fluoride-free water fountains. Austin, the University of Texas, will be the first school in the nation to provide fluoride-free water fountains. Student government approved the bill 35-2 Wednesday night to protect women and African Americans. Yeah, because it's like in studies, fluoride has like double the effect on Africans for whatever reason. They're not sure why, but boy, it really messes up black folks. Let me continue. And it's really bad for women's thyroid. So it's kind of like mercury's worse for boys. In all the studies and also in rats, mercury's worse for male mammals. But fluoride's worse for women and Africans for whatever reason. So they actually have some reality here. Wow. Student government approved the bill 35-2 Wednesday night to protect women and African Americans. That's also using political correctness against them. Like, oh, yeah, you claim you want to help black people and women? Well, here's the studies. And they're like, continuing, studies show these two groups are particularly vulnerable to fluoride toxicity. I can't believe I'm reading truth out of the local KVUE. I'm having a hallucination here. Hey, hats off to you. I tell you, I'll lick KVUE's boots if they would just do this. I just want to save some lives. Hey, let me give you a curtsy right now. Hold on. Wide shot, please. How do you like that? I bow to you. Kneel, bow. In fact, I think they need to get an anti-Skeksis award for this right now. Please cue up the death of the Skeksis emperor for us. All right, continuing, because the Skeksis emperor heard he wasn't going to be able to fluoridate people at UT and suck their soul, and he got very upset. Continuing, the EPA and CDC lowered the maximum level of fluoride water by 42% in 2001. That's actually not accurate. What they said, lower it from 1.1 parts per million. I guess that is to 0.7. I guess that's accurate. So there you go. Oh, brain cancer, bone cancer. Oh, all these people getting all these bone diseases like Pageant's and the rest of it connected directly to fluoride. But they love their government. Drinky, drinky, drinky. All these spinal problems, spinal burrs, all of it. And it's toxic waste. It's not even sodium fluoride. Go look it up. On average, over 200 chemicals. Some places, 300 plus, including lead, mercury, arsenic. But wait. Oh, there's more. Go read the list. Strontium, uranium, radium, and the list of goody goods. Again, I'm an extremist. I'm sorry. Foreign banks took over the country, and by the 50s, in 70-plus percent of the nation, were paying millions of dollars, in some cases, to buy off local officials to make sure they put this in our water because they care about our teeth. Yeah. And I guess they shot people up with syphilis, including little kids in Latin America or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all over the world, causing giant paralysis. But they don't call it polio. They give you a polio shot, and then you get paralysis, and a lot of the kids die. 46,000 last year. Most of them can't walk, those that lived. But that nice people. Because Bill Gates is nice. I mean, he's a hero. And again, I mean, why not have... There's an inside video of a Bilderberg group meeting on screen right now, by the way. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Your call's coming up. Tons of news.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, before we get serious and get back to your calls and more news here today, I wanted to point out that we give people the Skeksis Award here from the Dark Crystal when they do something particularly nasty to humanity. And I want to give a Skeksis Award to those, the two people that voted against the student council to not remove hundreds of deadly chemicals out of the water, including radioactive isotopes that are put in the Austin water. Oh, yes. In the name of your teeth. And again, I've been talking about this for years. Finally, local media, it's happening all over the country, is checking and going and testing the pipes and saying, this is 60-something times or 20-something times the level of radiation. They're like, we don't know why it's in the pipes coming out of the water treatment plant. Never mind. Well, can we test the fluoride you have? Nope. City says that's Homeland Security. That's what they say. No one's allowed to see that for security. Some nice people have us put it in the water. You know, they got memos how they want to give you cancer and sterilize you. Rockefeller Foundation, they've moved on to sterilants in the vaccines and GMO, but good old-fashioned fluoride, there's nothing like bone cancer, brain cancer, thyroid disorder, and nothing like your wife going into menopause early and her hair falling out. You know, record numbers of that. So don't you ask to look at what's in the fluoride. Besides, it don't say what's in it. Just got a skull and crossbones. And everybody knows that means it's good. So no, you can't film in here. You are allowed to have a tour so you can come into the Austin treatment plant. It doesn't matter. We filmed it all anyways and showed everybody the skull and crossbones and how the fluoride drips and eats holes in the concrete and metal in our hidden video report. So, to those that voted for keeping the carcinogen-filled witch's brew in the water, I give those two against the 35. You failed, of course, because the worm is turning, the pendulum is swinging, the giant is awakening, the train left the station, genie's out of the bottle. Your fall has already begun. You just hadn't figured it out yet. Every other cliche under the sun. Let's go to the Skeksis Award, ladies and gentlemen. Not yet. Oh, it's Lord Rockefeller. Lord Rockefeller at the next Bilderberg meeting.
Kneel, bow.
It's Richard and Haas, head of the CFR. That's about what David Rockefeller looks like now. Mine! I'm still emperor.
I am still emperor.
Life extension failing. Even though he sucked a lot of souls. Oh. I like that one. That's Hillary Clinton. And there's David Rockefeller. Hey, Jim Tucker, what do you think David Rockefeller's doing there right now?
Probably slurping his soup.
That's a Jim Tucker quote. All right, that's enough of that. And a little enjoyment. Also, you have to denigrate the enemy. They don't like that being pulled. They want you to be scared of them, so don't be scared of them. They want you to worship them, think they're powerful. No, they're a bunch of scum. And they want you to think they're invincible. No, you're not, trash. The only way you'll be invincible is you destroy the planet. So I guess you are, could be invincible because you're so crazy, but you'll still fail in that process as well. We're going to defeat you. Human instinct and everything else is already activating. Most of the people buying guns right now don't even know why they are. They just say, I don't trust the government. People know. They know. They know. Kevin in Kentucky, you're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex.
What do you think of the coveted Skeksis Award? Hold on. The coveted Skeksis Award. Do you feel honored to follow that, sir?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Hey, I'm sorry.
You had a great interview yesterday with Dr. McCullough.
Yes,
that
sir.
That needs to, in my opinion, needs to be consolidated into just the issue of the GMOs and vote yes, as he said, on the ballot initiative. That is the key.
Yeah, because if states start letting us label food when it has insect genes in the corn or pesticide in the corn, it's over for them.
Exactly.
That and by the way, we forced Prozac and all serotonin reuptake inhibitors 5 years ago after 20 years or close to it to finally put on the label what their own study showed, that it causes massive suicides and psychotic activity. Now they're being sued and losing over that they knew. So see, we'll break their arm politically. We're going to rip it out of their socket. I'm telling you, we got them by the arm, and it's just like, we're not letting go. It's like Beowulf with Grendel. Grendel may be big and bad and stink, but at the end of the day, we're going to rip his arm out. He's going to bleed to death and go home to mommy.
Money to Haiti by the millions. It's time to send a little bit of money to one state in our nation and let them make a difference if you really care about humanity.
Well, if you care about beating these people, I mean, look, the globalists are bags of scrofulous buzzard droppings. Literally. That's insulting to buzzard droppings, and I mean that. Buzzard droppings are actually part of God's creation. The globalists look like buzzard droppings. I'll put it to you that way. The point is, these people are the enemy of everything. You're not alive if you aren't in absolute, total, 110% opposition to everything the New World Order is doing. You're not alive. All these people are like, I'm bored. My life doesn't have meaning. But you're not alive. You see the beauty when you're awake. You see the evil when you're awake. And these people are shuttered. They're all TV heads that are so miserably unhappy. Start taking some risk in your lives. Start facing reality. Start getting aggressive. And you'll really be alive. So alive, you won't be able to control yourself. I like that. That's good. I appreciate
you. Is key. Monday is the day.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason. I couldn't make out that last part. Jason in South Dakota, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, brother.
I wanted to thank you for the awakening that you've given me and through me, all kinds of other people. But I know you've talked about this quite a bit. But I found a particular program. It's called DoD Starbase. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
is that a TV show?
No, it's a program. It's a DOD, Department of Defense youth program.
Yeah, I've been on a bunch of their programs. Let me see. DOD, Starbase?
You can go to StarbaseDOD.org is their website.
Yeah, I see StarbaseDOD.com.
Huh.
Well, that's a thing for kids and science.
I downloaded their annual report from last or from 2010.
No, I found that it's a youth program. Yeah, I'm aware of this. They got an NSA-CIA one, too. Go ahead.
I was just going to read just a couple lines here off this annual report that I got. It says, the DOD Starbase program integrates DOD into the surrounding communities and enhances the DOD influence in those communities. It also allows DOD to develop shared conditions with the community that will provide valuable educational opportunities to students.
Yeah, the only thing the DOD wants to do, because it works for the foreign banks, is shut down your economy and so that you have to work for them. And so it's like they blow your ship up and then sell you a life raft. And again, not the people that are in the military themselves, but the DOD itself. I mean, it's there. You know, our government is not our government. Sorry, go ahead.
When I ran into it, it really bothered me because it talks a lot about how they're targeting at-risk youth, you know, in the poorer communities, and how they're training them to be the workforce for the DOD in the future. So they're just trying to gain their military strength when they're young. I just wanted to bring that to light. I know you've talked about
They're influencing them, just like pedophiles try to get them while they're young. I mean, this is a criminal system. And you've got DOD recruiters lying and telling 14-year-olds they'll put them in prison if they don't, you know, sign the forms or have their parents sign them, even though you can't sign them, and then tricking them once they turn 17 or 18, and then they promote those people that do that. And again, it's just a total culture of criminality. And again, all you do is type in DOD Starbase, the second link down, and you could actually put it up on screen for anybody that wants to be able to see that. No, that's not it. Hold on one second. That's not it. Here, you want me to come show you? I'll come show you. Play music for a minute. Hey, thank you, caller. There's a whole bunch of them. It's defense.gov, the Office of Assistant Secretary of Defense Reserve Affairs, and it's a youth program. And again, they have this also with the Boy Scouts, and they train them to kill veterans. It's like, we're going to train you to kill the last crop, and then we'll train the next group to kill you. Because, by the way, did we tell you we're eugenics bankers who hate America? But we're wearing American flags, so everything's fine. So there is that article. Okay, let's go to, I guess who's up next here? Lance in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good day, Mr. Jones. I just want to tell you thank you so much for all the work that you do.
No need to thank me, brother. No need to thank me.
The risk you put you and your family into, it's awesome. I am a rookie. I've been listening to you since December 31st, 2011, and you are the only New Year's resolution I have ever kept. I grew up in a Catholic home in southeast Kansas. I live in Lawrence, Kansas now. Went to church, did all the Catholic stuff. In 4 months of listening to you, my religious faith is stronger as it's ever been in a Catholic church. I thank you. The gold of scum can kill me, but I will live eternal happiness in the kingdom of heaven with all of my soldier brothers of God. And also, I have a testimony to give of this longevity stuff. It is amazing. I have had 3 left knee surgeries due to football from high school and college. I need a 4th for a second medial meniscus reconstruction. I live in pain, lived in pain every day. It's just the question was, how much pain would I be in when I woke up? Was the weather bad? I'm in severe pain. The weather's good, I'm in mild pain. It would be January 2013 until I could have left knee surgery number 4. And I said, I am not living my life that long in pain, taking these crap drugs, pain relievers, muscle relaxers, anti-inflammatories. 3 days on tangy tangerine, my pain is gone. I also started taking OsteoFX, colloidal silver, the plant-derived minerals. I feel like I'm 15 again. I'm in the gym, strong as a horse.
Yeah, that's my problem is I'm totally craved. Let me just, again, sir, people say this was a setup call because they haven't tried it. I get all these vitamin and mineral offers all the time and won't take them because they've always, you know, are claiming this or that, and I don't know if it's true. I only promote what I believe in. And as I've said, about 16 months ago or so, a station owner, I was out there speaking in Central California. He was like, look, you just got to try this. Ted had been on it, and they were telling him to have knee surgery. Ted Anderson was also out there, and Ted said, no, this really worked for me. You should try it. So I got some. People around the office liked it. I never really used it because I wasn't in the habit. I took a little bit. Lost like 5 pounds or something. It's not even weight loss. But it's just once you have the minerals and nutrients you need, like with the Beyond Tang and Tangerine, you're just not as hungry, as I've said 100 times. And, you know, since you raised this, and I happen to have a thing of OsteoFX right here because I take it. Not that I even have a lot of joint pain and stuff, but it's so good. I've been jogging a lot more. My knees were hurting a little bit, not anymore with this. But the point is that Ted said it worked. Then I watched Aaron in less than a year lose now over 90 pounds. But when he lost like 40, I was like, that's it. I'm doing this. So I started doing just part of what Aaron was doing because he's back there. He's taking like 3-4 times of the stuff I am of longevity. And so I started taking like 2 or 3 of them, and now I'm taking 4 or 5 of them, and I've lost over 40 pounds, and I've got so much more energy. But yeah, that's part of the Alex Pack. They've got discounted at InfoWarsTeam.com, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate EFAs, just the super formulations, and the Osteo FX Plus. This is the stuff. And you go to InfoWarsTeam.com, and again, everyone I know that's trying it is saying, wow, you weren't hyping this. Well, of course I'm not. If you really take Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Rebound, Osteo, FX, and things like that, we've got it all discounted at InfoWars.com, linked over at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up, become a distributor. You can get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. You can get discounts when you sign up for $10 to become a distributor, get the wholesale. All available at InfoWarsTeam.com. But listen, I'm glad that you listened to me, Lance, and actually went and tried it. How fast did you feel the effect? Because, see, we don't know that we're totally vitamin and mineral deficient. Because even if we take most of the so-called vitamins, they go right through you. It's the fact that these are organic, that they are the raw form, and that it's liquid, and that it's such huge dosages of it. What happened when you got on the longevity at InfoWarsTeam.com?
Well, it's funny because it was when I received the products in the mail, it was a rainy, cloudy week. And so my knee pain was at a 6 or 7 on that stupid hospital scale they use. And I just started with tangy tangerine and the EFAs only. And
did you call it tangy? Because that's
sorry,
what my four-year-old calls it. Tangerine. I want my tangerine. But I mean, that's cute. Go ahead and tell me more.
But literally, it took 3 days for my pain to go away, my everyday chronic knee pain. And one other myth I want to just clarify with all the other listeners, you promote it as a weight loss and say you get your vitamins and minerals, you lose weight, you're not as hungry. Well, I played wide receiver. I'm slim built, and I'm not losing weight. I'm still staying hungry in the gym. I've just got my vitamins, my minerals, my energy. Fuel for the fire in the gyms, tangy tangerine, protein shake, Rage Against the Machine, and Global Hate and Scum. And I can move the world.
Oh, man, I need to do some of that. I need to start lifting weights. Thank you so much for the call. I started lifting weights about once a week, I don't know, back in late November. And then I dropped that weight on my chest and for a month and a half separated those ribs. I need to get back in the gym because that's really what's going to make me lose weight is to do the high repetitions, lots of it. Naturally boost my testosterone with some deadlifting and squats and full body exercises. I've got to get in the gym. That's the next phase, but I've got to find the time because I'm up here, you know, working most days till 7 or 8 at night. Then when I'm on the weekend, I want to spend time with my family and Yeah, I get that jog in, but it's important we all be healthy. Thank you so much. I got a few news items I'm going to hit. I'll try to get to the other callers that are holding, but I do have some other news we need to hit. And there's so much we haven't covered at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But yes, InfoWarsTeam.com's got the best nutrition out there. You know, Obama said he can ignore the Supreme Court, and he said Congress can go to a very hot place. But it is being reported Arizona has passed a law against the feds being able to secretly kidnap people. And it's instructing the county sheriff and state police and others to block federal agents from engaging in crime. Amazing from the New American Magazine. That's not getting any national attention. It deserves it. Here's another one, very exciting. Feds spanked by Supreme Court over Arizona SB 1070. I mean, it's a crime wave. Mexico's collapsing. Arizona went from low crime to high crime. They're trying to defend themselves. And they said, oh, it's racist to control the border. Well, the Supreme Court's saying, no, I mean, why do we have states? So, I mean, the Supreme Court, as bad as it is, I got to be honest, I don't like the Republicans because they do a lot of police state stuff, but the Democrats in there, they all just want to, like, if they were in charge, they would just completely gut the country. But maybe that's good. Maybe just let them come. Let them announce everybody's going to be arrested. I mean, so we can start arresting them. Here's a new headline. By the way, it is coming out that Eric Holder also helped ship hand grenades into Mexico, part of Fast and Furious. Those weren't from gun shops. Obama should revoke Eric Holder's and come clean on Fast and Furious as Representative Stephen King. These are criminals. That's intensifying. Just so much amazing news. Also, there's a big bailout being talked about with student loans, but that doesn't mean really pay off your student loans with taxpayer money. Because if you're going to have socialism, might as well be direct to the people. At least there's some benefit that way. I'm not even saying that's good. But no, it's just bail out because people can't pay the banks the student loans, but then still make you pay a reduced amount to them. Kind of like these mortgage deals. Yeah, we're going to let you extend your mortgage, but if you ever make one mistake, we instantly take it. You know, it's like, we'll take you out of the frying pan and put you in the oven here. How does that sound? And in the economic news, it is all just wild. Record unemployment, record people being laid off, Federal Reserve running around saying get ready for implosion. We've got Salazar. No one knows if U.S. headed to $9 a gallon. Department of Interior Secretary Ken Salazar said no one knows. It may go to $9 a gallon. Total Twilight Zone information on that front. I didn't get to this yesterday. Didn't get to it today. But the Wall Street Journal says a black box in your car. And they go on to admit that's in this bill that'll also let the IRS revoke your passport, but goes on to describe it like I'm a conspiracy theorist. They admit it's true, but I'm still bad. The same bill would allow the IRS to revoke passports of citizens accused of owning more than $50,000 in back taxes. Of course, it'll be $10 in back taxes later. And they just say that, too. They just say you owe it and take the right. According to PrisonPlanet.com, a website of radio host Alex Jones, described by Rolling Stone as a giant in America's conspiracy subculture. And I think they think that by saying Alex Jones says the black box is tracking you, it's discredited. Yeah, you got it the other way around. But keep being delusional. Here's another one, or maybe it's a fan sneaking it past the editors. I've been told by some big writers, not this one, that, listen, I'm going to attack you a little just so the info gets out. This is how I get it past the idiot editor. By the way, I'm putting InfoWars stickers up around my neighborhood. I'm like, yeah. I mean, you know, moron editors. You will be crushed. Anyways, continuing. Citing biometric face recognition technology and transdermal sensors that prevent an inebriated person from driving a car, InfoWars.com, another of his websites, suggested that a system could be established that would force every driver to get permission. Well, the government's already saying that. It's not us saying it. From a government to drive. Once an iris scan demands their identity and good standing with the IRS. And it goes on to talk about the fact that all that's real, but I'm still kooky and that Ray Kurzweil is talking about it. Okay, a lot of other big news at InfoWars.com. Hands off the internet. New Ron Paul article just went up at InfoWars.com. Government secretly prepares to evacuate Chicago during NATO summit. Russian troops to target terrorists in America. All at InfoWars.com.